views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to your vibrant and powerful self so that you can create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. My guest today, I like to refer to as the First Lady, because she was my first interview here on Transformation Talk Radio. She was the first Vibrant Replay interview that I ran, which means her original show replayed just recently. And now she is my first repeat guest as a result of the Vibrant Replay. So this might not mean all that much to the rest of you, but to me, this makes Norma Hollis a very special person. And I just wanted to acknowledge that publicly. Norma T. Hollis is an international authority on authentic leadership and self-awareness. She is a coach, consultant, speaker, trainer, and author of programs, services, and books that help people deepen their knowledge of self, transition difficult times, follow their authentic life path, and speak with authority. Her signature program, the Authentic Voice System, adds depth, complexity, and content to what it means to be authentic and offers success blueprints for individuals and the organizations they work for. She's the former owner of a speakers bureau and coaching company and continues to help people all over the world find, live, and share their authentic voice. Today, Norma is here to show you how you can make small tweaks in your life so that you can create a life you love. Norma, my First Lady, welcome back to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've never been called a First Lady before. I just love it.
Well, it was just too perfect to pass over when we talk about being
authentic. I'm going to have to add that to my bio.
There you go.
Thank you, Debbie. It's great to be back with you.
It's wonderful to have you back. So when you were here originally, that was back in April of 2017, you shared a little bit about yourself. And I'm just wondering if there's anything extraordinary that happened in your life since then that you'd like to share to start us off.
Oh, my gosh. My life continues to be extraordinary things happening. And I'm so excited. Last year, I actually spent 2 months in China.
Wow.
I went to speak. I spoke at a women's symposium, 5,000 attendees. And then I taught for 4 weeks to university students, teaching them my authentic voice system. And it was just so gratifying from so many ways, from how much the students received it, from how I was able to assist them and help them, from the lessons I learned, and even to one student who came out to California to do a exchange program the month after I left. And she spent 2 weekends with me. So it was just really, really, really wonderful. It was just a life-changing experience that I really enjoyed. So that's probably the highlight of the time since I have seen you. But that has helped, since we spoke before, but that has helped me grow. Yeah.
And that is quite a highlight.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I knew that you would have something really extraordinary because that's what you do, right? You're living an extraordinary life. And it's amazing to me how once you start living that way, you attract so much of that to you. It's so much easier to find the extraordinary when you're living that way. So why don't you share with us what is the number one secret to loving your life?
Well, you know, you say like attracts like. So I think that's part of what the whole thing is. So when you love your life, you definitely attract other people in the same way. Now, what I have found is the number one issue to be sure that you cover to love your life is to be sure you have a relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that you have an ability to hear, understand, and trust your inner voice, your intuition, and you have a relationship with it, because that's kind of your GPS system. That's your partner throughout your entire life journey to help you fulfill whatever purpose you were sent to the planet to fulfill. Mm-hmm. So the happiest life and most joyful, love-filled life is the one that is fulfilling the purpose that's the sole purpose as to why they are on the planet in the first place. And that comes to listening to your voice and following it.
I totally agree with that, that the whole idea of following your soul purpose, tuning into your intuition, those are things I talk about a lot on this show, because I think that they are so important to really, truly being guided through your life. Like, you guide yourself, right? By tuning into that.
Yes, that's so true. You know, people, we get on the path that society puts us on so early in life, you know, in the 20s, you're supposed to be married and have babies and get a mortgage, right?
Exactly.
And when you do that so early in life, it's very hard to find who you are. Because when you're very young, you don't know yourself anyway. You just know who your parents saw you as and what they reflected on you. But it takes another decade of really being out there in the world on your own to really understand who you are in the world, what life is, what you want out of life, and what the path that you want to take, and what the path you want your children to lead. But we get caught so often if we step in too early.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now, aren't we, like, we're born authentic, right? How do we lose it?
Well, this goes back to your childhood, because if you think about children in your home when they're very young or before the age of 5, they're so unconditioned to the world. They're unrestricted. They're just free flowing. And what they'll give you is who they are. So if they have a gift of verbal, they'll talk a lot. If they have a gift of music, they may sing a lot or pound on things. And parents will tell them, you know, parents have these jobs and there can be very irritating. Traffic's irritating. And they tell the children not to talk so much and don't sing so much and don't pound those things so much. And the authentic part that came out naturally as a young child all of a sudden doesn't show itself anymore. And that happens very early. And then it continues when you get to first grade and with kindergarten and first grade, when you go from the preschool years of pick whatever you want to play in the preschool room and go to the bathroom when you need to go to the bathroom. And then it's like, sit in your chair and raise your hand. So it's the structure, and structure is important, of course, but I think the structure that we have right now takes so much away from us. It conditions us for the society as opposed to preparing us to be who we were born to be.
Exactly. I completely agree with that. So then how do we regain our authenticity?
It's re-stepping into who we are, what we did when we were very young, what really made us happy when we didn't know we were supposed to have a job doing something that made money. What did we really like to do? And stepping back into that, listening to our inner voice and allowing it to guide us and lead us to the things that are important to us. Being around people who celebrate us, not those who just tolerate us, those who will help us grow and not be punitive in terms of their view and their judgment of us, knowing our values. It's a combination of things that all center around being real with yourself.
Right. You know, I have to just share something here because it pops to mind for me, that whole idea that as parents, we so often feel like we want to save our child from heartbreak, right? From making a mistake, doing something wrong. And so we will often step in and say to them, oh, honey, you can't do that. You know, like, we don't even want them to try it because it's going to be disappointing for them. It's going to hurt them. And yet what we fail to realize is that in that moment, we are hurting them. We've become the hurter instead of allowing life experience to maybe hurt them or maybe not. Right?
Well, life experience teaches you.
Yes.
And if you shelter a child too much, the child doesn't learn how to deal with life. I don't know anyone in the world who hasn't had a challenge or two or three or 10 or 20 or 100. Because
Absolutely.
We grow from those. You can't escape this life without making some mistakes. And I think the people who have the most success are those who learn how to deal with mistakes. And whether the mistakes are physical, emotional, and intellectual, spiritual, whatever, we learn from them. And to shelter a child, when my parents were very sheltering for me, and matter of fact, I'm going through some things right now, helping me realize how much they sheltered, how much my emotions were sheltered for decades. Mm-hmm. And now at the age I am now, you know, senior citizen, figuring out how to handle things I never learned how to handle before because of the way I was sheltered. And I wonder sometimes where my life might be if I didn't have the emotional issues, challenges, fears, traumas, whatever I decide to call it at the moment, whatever. I would have been maybe stronger. I might have gotten even more done. So I don't think we help our children when we shelter them too much. We need to help them learn how to deal with mistakes when they have us as their parachute. Because when they go out there after 20s and make mistakes, we're not there. And we're wondering, how come you can't figure out your own stuff? Well, we didn't give them a chance to learn how to do that, make the mistake and learn how to fix it.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. In fact, I often argue that if you're not making mistakes, if you're not going through challenges, you're not even really living, right? Because that is the part of life that when you overcome these kinds of things, it really makes you feel alive because made it through something. Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, mistakes make you feel alive in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, because it kind of wakes you up, it shapes you. It's like when you have a small injury, you make a cut in your hand or something, it changes your consciousness.
Yes.
And sometimes we get stuck in one way of looking at life, of living life, of patterns and habits that we've established, that we forget that there are other ways. So those things will stop us and shake us up, and that causes us to grow. And the growth to me is what's important about what you contribute to society and how you live your life, how you've allowed yourself to grow since you've been here.
Right. Okay. So now let's take a look at the relationship then between being authentic and extraordinary.
You ask interesting questions, Miss Debbie. Well, I also cannot think of anyone who has made a major contribution in the world in a positive way, who has not been authentically extraordinary in an authentic way. So you're not extraordinary when you repeat what someone else has done, when someone else does. You're extraordinary generally when you create something new or step out to something new or show a new way of looking at things or show bravery or something extraordinary. And generally you don't do that unless you have some compassion and or conviction to it. And that passion and conviction comes from what's authentic to you. So there's a definite relationship. When you're cowering behind who society wants you to be, wearing masks, afraid to be yourself, you can get lost in the crowd very easily. Extraordinary people are not lost in the crowd. You recognize them, you see them, you see what their contribution is, you see who they are, what they bring to the world, you see their authenticity. So there's a very clear connection between authenticity and being extraordinary.
So then are you saying in order to be extraordinary, we have to be authentic first?
I say that when you are authentic, it's connected with authenticity, with extraordinary far easier. Some of the extraordinary that shows up that is not on the positive side has less authenticity attached to it. And when I say authenticity, I include in my definition not only sincerity, being genuine and being who you are, but using the gifts and talents you were born with and having a focus on the common good. So that you may not find those in Webster's or Merriam's dictionary, but those are my definitions. So when I say what I'm saying, it's from the premise that authenticity is connected with doing good for society. And right. So when I say extraordinary, because there are some extraordinary people who have done some things that we don't really want to see repeated. And that is a kind of extraordinary, but I'm referring to the extraordinary that makes a positive difference in the world, that brings the world together, that has the objective of the soul connection and the soul journey, and not just the journey of financial gain, which is what we see so much. And I'm not talking about that kind of extraordinary.
Right. Absolutely. Because I think that when we're following other people, like you say, when we're trying to do what someone else is doing, it doesn't feel authentic. And when we take that step back, and actually we don't even take a step back, it's like when we stop trying so hard, we just let ourselves be who we are, what feels good for us, suddenly it feels effortless. And suddenly we stand out as ourselves, as different. And like I said earlier, that attracts that kind of stuff back to us. So it's a beautiful big loop to me, but I can see how for some people it can feel a little bit confusing if their life isn't feeling extraordinary to them, right?
Right. You know, it reminds me of when I owned my speakers bureau and I was training speakers to be speakers and to get on the professional speaking circuit. And I had a lot of people that I would train. And when they came to me, I would ask them who they admire as a speaker right now. And they would tell me, and what amazed me so often is I would then ask them to let me hear you speak. And then they would try to imitate the person whose name they just mentioned. And of course, it always fell flat, as if they had some belief that the only way they could be successful was to be like someone else, as opposed to being themselves. And one of the things that, you know, I do several exercises with groups, organizations, corporations, whatever. And one of them is an assessment, a gifts and talents assessment, where you get a chance to see what your top gifts are. And then I take them through an exercise to see if there's anyone in the room who has the same 9 gifts in the same order. And there has never been a time that I've seen that. And I've had up to 350 people in the room at the same time doing this assessment, because we are all so authentically individual. And even if it's just in minute ways, but we all have some very special things that are who we are that make us authentic. And to me, part of the journey of life is to uncover what those things are and see how you can use them on the planet for the common good. And to me, that's what authenticity is. You know, and society does such a good job of moving us so far away from who we were born to be. It just starts early and we fall in that pattern, especially when in our 20s, we want to do what society says we're supposed to do. We're supposed to fall in love and get married and all the things that go along with that. So that's the challenge.
Absolutely. You know, I am reminded, as you were sharing part of that, of I watched America's Got Talent recently, and there was a guy who came on who said that he sang just like so-and-so, that this guy was his idol. And he started to sing and he was stopped and he was told, "Kay, you know what? Stop trying to be that guy. Do you have any of your own songs? Can you sing your own song instead?" And the guy did and ended up being put through to the next level. But it just so perfectly described what you were saying. Whole thing about being authentic and knowing your own gift. I mean, I love that little saying about you are unique, just like everybody else.
Right.
So what is the most challenging thing that you've had to overcome to be authentic and create your extraordinary life?
Well, you know, I think I'm still overcoming it. And as I mentioned earlier, this emotional thing, when I was 8, I had traumatic ear aches for 2 years straight. I had a hole in my eardrum, and the only way they could stop the infection was to put a solution inside of my ear that felt like acid on the inside of my ear. And that was followed by, I had to go back and do it repeatedly. And that was followed by a year of solid ear aches that no one could stop. It was just horrendous. And I knew that that period in my life had impacted me in a number of ways. And particularly because there were no adults around. I mean, they were around, but they didn't get it. So I never got any therapy. I never got any help to deal with the level of pain I had at such a young age. So what I have learned, what I'm learning now, what's uncovering to me now is how thick the wall is that I put around my heart at a very young age, because it hurts so bad. And I realized that I have deliberately and with a great effort dealt with a lot of issues from age 8 that I was aware of more in terms of how I chose to control my life. But I really hadn't addressed the emotional thing. I really didn't realize it was there. So when you talk about what I've had to overcome, you know, how we do one thing is how we do all things. And when you tie up your emotional feelings, it also ties up those feelings in other parts of your life. So I have had a lot of success that I'm very, very proud and happy with, whatever. But I'm also realizing now that there's a whole new world opening up for me as I unzip this shield that I've had around my heart and look at life in different ways. And that's not easy to do. And that also reflects that it's not easy for anything we have to do to be authentic. Part of my authentic journey came because of my ear and having taken antibiotics for 40 years straight for ear infections that I had every year for 55 years. Yeah, and so what that did for me is it took me outside of the normal flow of life. So I didn't do the regular 9-to-5 like most people did for years. I had to step outside because I didn't have the health to do what others did. So that gave me a different view of the world. So that gave me my authenticity from that perspective where other people don't have it, but not from the emotional perspective, which is the part that I'm still overcoming now.
Right. And, you know, when we allow ourselves to be open to that and recognize that things happen for us, not necessarily to us, yeah. I think it really helps us and allows us to move forwards in that authentic direction without getting all caught up in what should be or, you know, who we should be or this isn't fair or now I've got to come, you know, get over this. And once we do that, then we can really start enjoying and enjoyment has got to be a piece of working towards extraordinary.
Right? And that's so true. And so you ask the question, what can someone else do to, you know, to get to that extraordinary? And so what I did a while ago and still doing is I changed my story. So rather than the story of, oh, woe is me, my ear was so painful, how much pain it gave me, you know, as a child, yada, yada, yada. The story, I didn't tell that this time, but the story that I tell myself and that I also come and so I'm telling it now is, wow, what a blessing it was to go through that traumatic experience because it gave me deep meaning in life. It connected me very closely to a spiritual source. And it also put me on a path of being able to hear my voice and teach this now in ways. If I hadn't had that happen to my ear, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. So it's just a matter, you can become more authentic and heal yourself from stuff just by changing your perspective of your story.
Yes. That is perfect. I think that is such an important piece. And I often have people talk about stories and the stories we're telling ourselves and how those stories can be part of the problem. So that is beautiful. So Norma, I understand that you have an online school on your website at Authenticity U. That's the letter U. So AuthenticityU.com, complete with some freebies that people can sign up for. Is there anything more you'd like to quickly say about that?
Well, I certainly would like to invite them to take the assessment. There's an assessment on there that is complimentary. And then there's also a class on foundations of authenticity to learn a little bit more about what my perspective of authenticity is. And then feel free to peruse all the classes there. I'm on a journey to really touch the world with authenticity. So if you have any questions, reach out. And I'd be more than delighted to connect with anyone that's all about authenticity as I am.
Nice. So thank you so much, Norma, for being you and for sharing who you are and what you're learning and living with us. Because I think that a lot of people can just get so caught up in trying to live their life for someone else. And I love how you just shone a light on that, saying, look, if you want to live an extraordinary life, focus in on how you can be authentic first.
And let me just mention, I know we're about out of time, but let me just say one more thing. And the number one regret of people in nursing homes is that they did not live their authentic life. So don't be one saying that.
Yeah, beautiful. What a beautiful little nugget to end it on. So thank you so much, Norma. A big thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Norma Hollis, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.